This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Easy peasy capeasy. Yes, there it is. And we'll have other exciting things to talk about, like easy and peasy and capeasy. That sounds like a morning show, doesn't it? Easy capeasy.
Easy and capeasy.
And maybe sleazy as well. But this is not sleazy. This is the DJV program. Nothing sleazy about this outfit. Jennifer Horn on top of the heap. Victoria Keela not having the ability to talk. She's here in spirit, but... And the allergies have gotten to her, so sure, her voice, so we got Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington, which is a good thing. Kevin Costner dropped an F-bomb on the Dan Patrick Sports Show, so he got into a little, these are harder and harder. I don't understand, but it's become just everywhere you look or turn. I was watching, been talking about my friend Jonathan Tucker being in that new TV show on Showtime, and the vulgarity in what or how the communication goes, and it may be it's gritty because it's part of the way people actually speak today, and I wonder why. I used to, you know, you've known me for a long time, Jennifer. You could hear me use all kinds of salty language.
I still hear you use all kinds of salty language.
Well, I'm trying to be better about it. Because I think sometimes what happens, whether you know it or not, it's when you're on the air doing a program like this, where we are involved in passions and the heat. Let's see, when was it? Oh, I was at the Talkers Convention a couple of weeks ago, and I all but dropped the F-bomb and something I was very passionate about. We were talking about news and the news media and where you get the truth and difference between truth and fact. It was something that I loved talking about. And I got to the heart of a couple of stories. But I wonder why. I guess there are two questions. One, why do people use those words? Does it show a lack of intelligence or a lack of understanding what the King's English is all about? Or have we taken certain words and we vilified them for no good reason? Well, what is there about?
I have a theory about this.
Okay.
Please. So first, when I think you're a kid, you use them a lot when you realize that you
get
can
attention.
Because
yeah.
You just haven't been able to do it, and it's that thing, you know, you're just reusing right. What you have never been.
I can hardly wait for Miles the first time he comes out.
Oh yeah. Because everybody knows that, like, seventh grade girl or boy who just has a horrible, disgusting, ugly mouth, but it's just because they've never been able to say those words before,
right.
And they say them to their friends excessively. But I think in adult life, for me, I always think there are more creative ways to express your disdain with something, but sometimes nothing feels better. Like when you hit your toe on the side of the bed or, you know, when someone cuts you off, that you just have to let it out because it just is the best feeling word to just shout out to let some of your feelings out. So I actually think they serve a purpose. I don't apologize for my potty mouth most of the time because sometimes you just need it for emphasis.
See, I don't think people can even imagine you as sweet as you are.
You've heard it. I'm the worst of all of you, which makes me laugh sometimes. The other day I realized, being such a goody-goody as a kid, I was driving in the car with my dad. We were going someplace, and I was just letting it rip. And all of a sudden I realized, are you really talking like that in front of your
father?
Dad? And he doesn't even blink. And it was so symptomatic to me of how our relationship has changed. Because as a kid, I used to be so afraid. I didn't want to make him disappointed in me. And now it's like... He gets it all.
Exactly. So, Kara, do you ever swear? Do you remember the first time you swore around your parents? Or when you noted that you were swearing and
I don't remember the exact day or anything, but it's really only been in the last few years that I've even been comfortable dropping a few of them.
Daring.
There are many that I keep to myself. I keep it very... I don't know. What's above PG but before R?
PG-13.
I keep it very PG-13 around my parents. Around other people, not necessarily. I let it all out. But
now, how much do they use it with each other, do you think?
Not very much. I mean, really, I think that's why I don't very much around my parents, because they don't do it very often. Right. I mean, like, if we're in the car and, as Jen said, someone cuts somebody off or, you know, something, you know,
but
dramatic.
But to use it in every other word, like in some of these television shows when they're, the bad guys or whatever, or the good guys. It's so prevalent, and you wonder why doesn't it lose its meaning.
But I also, maybe to a certain degree, but I also agree with the other point that you said where we've kind of vilified words, because, you know, I will watch British chat shows, and they're in the evening, but you're allowed to say whatever you want on those shows. And I think it's much more entertaining, and people don't have to hold back, and they can tell stories, and they're more funny, where in the U.S. you can see people are, I don't know, kind of holding themselves back a little bit because of, you know, the censorship that we have against certain words. So, I don't know. At this point, we've all learned, you know, on radio, you're not supposed to say those things. But sometimes it might be a little fun to drop a couple bombs.
Yeah. What is the reason for a particular word getting that treatment? It's whatever it is that we think it means. I always... When it came down to trying to understand what some of these words meant, were they abbreviations for things like fornication under consent of the king or whatever that's supposed to mean? I heard that earlier on. Did you ever hear that? Fornication under
I've never heard that. It doesn't really have quite as nice of a ring to it.
No, it doesn't have a ring.
Did you really just do that to me?
Well, maybe. Speaking of that, you remember, well, you may not remember this name, Lou Alvarez, who was the former New York Police Bomb Squad detective who appeared with other first responders with John Stewart testifying last week before the House Judiciary Committee on reauthorizing the September 11th Victim Compensation Fund. He's apparently so sick and dying. That was one of the reasons he went, because he thought it would be his last act of helping his fellow sufferers. He is in hospice care now, and dying. There's not much they can do for him at this point. He was scheduled for chemo. The nurse noticed that he was disoriented. He had some tests done. They realized his liver had completely failed. They are loaded with tumors, and the toxins are taking over his body. And his disorientation caused by the amount of ammonia, among other things, they were there. But you can see him if you see pictures. He doesn't get up. I mean, he's really sick. 53 years old. Looks like he's 100. Had 69 rounds of chemotherapy.
Ugh, that's torture.
16. It is torture. But he's been tortured because he was there and he wasn't getting health care to pay for it. I mean, can you imagine, under the circumstances, the government fighting? That's where I want to use the fornication under. You know, those blankers? How the hell do they even look at themselves in the mirror? Looking at that. Anyway, so at that, there's food for thought. 20, where are we? About 15 past the hour on the DJV program.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it worked.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Get up first thing, smoke a cigarette. Before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. And eventually I just switched over, and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Commit to a healthier you, inspired by your genes, with 23andMe.
Your genes can tell you more than just your ancestry. They can say a lot about your health, too. At 23andMe.com, you can order a Health Plus Ancestry DNA kit and learn how your genes can impact your health and more. Explore over 125 personalized reports on things like sleep, genetic weight, alcohol flush reaction, saturated fat and weight, caffeine consumption, and more. When it comes to your well-being, your wellness reports can help you make informed decisions about you and your health. So commit to a healthier you, inspired by your genes. Go to 23andMe.com/listen to order your 23andMe Health Plus Ancestry DNA kit and start by exploring over 125 personalized reports at 23andMe.com/listen. That's the number 23andMe.com/listen.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Around the world. You haven't done your trending story, Jennifer, have you? We got off on that other tangent. I don't think you did.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm like, what was my trending story?
Hooray! All right, so
at least we're both suffering from old age. Well, right, I had a group of travel stories for us, actually, because there was a lot of travel news that has happened in the last several days. First, in Phoenix, at Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport, TSA officers had to attack some man who was arrested after attempting to rush through the security checkpoint and attack TSA officers in Phoenix at the airport. That happened on Tuesday morning. Multiple TSA officers were attacked at Terminal 4 by this 19-year-old Tyrese Garner who tried to rush through security. Now, that went on just as there was another duct taping and zip tying of a passenger on a flight from Pittsburgh to Dallas. It had to be diverted to Oklahoma City because some guy who was unruly and drunk tried to exit the plane through the door while they were up in the air. That doesn't work so well. Flight attendants were trying to give him water to calm him down, but he ended up getting into an altercation with the person next to him, and he punched the flight attendant, so they ended up zip tying him to his chair. And then finally, in our little trifecta of travel news, they have a new concept for an airplane. Instead of seats, they're going to try the flying saddle, which would populate airplanes. They could squeeze in as many passengers as they possibly could. This is kind of like a half seat where your rear end goes, and you'd straddle the seat. It comes forward in kind of, it looks like a bicycle seat is what it looks like, and then it's got a straight back. They would charge less for these seats, but you'd really be literally almost standing or kind of almost the same posture as riding a horse on your next flight.
Great. Exactly what I want to do for 5 or 6
right?
hours. Sit on a saddle. Oh, my God.
I'm going to just be honest and maybe overly honest here, but the reason I don't like to ride bikes for long periods of time is because things get a little numb down there for girls.
Yeah.
I can't imagine sitting on an international flight in one of these things. It's called the Skyrider, and you would just lean on this cushion, and I guess I'd rather squeeze into one of those airplane seats than have to straddle that thing.
Gives new meaning to the definition of crotch rot.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And by the way, that's where the seatbelt goes. It goes right in between, like you're like you're getting ready to skydive.
Pass. Thanks very much. Another black guy from Boeing, if they're the ones coming up with that. 21 after the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I always love the Fleetwood Mac music. Don't you love Fleetwood Mac music? Well, you love it. You like it.
Yeah, I like it.
Everybody likes Fleetwood Mac. So, some crew members working at a Mickey D's in Fleetwood, England, got a chance to meet Fleetwood Mac after thousands of Facebook users joined a campaign calling for Stevie Nicks to work a shift at the restaurant. The event on Facebook called upon Stevie to head into the branch, this is in Lancashire, of McDonald's, almost the namesake of her iconic band. While the petition prompted 20,000 signatures, it was the band who instead invited the McDonald's workers to attend their sold-out show at Wembley Stadium the other night.
Yeah, it sounds like a much better option than having to go and work in McDonald's.
Work in a McDonald's,
yeah,
right.
No joke.
Photo taken backstage shows the McDonald's crew hanging out with Mick and Stevie and John McVie and Christine, the rest of the band, before being given the chance to watch them from the side of the stage. That's kind of cool, actually. It was a fantastic evening seeing Fleetwood Mac live. Have the opportunity to share the experience with some of the Fleetwood McDonald's team. As said the franchise owner, I'm still amazed the band got in touch. We're lucky our restaurant shares the name. One of the McDonald's employees said, quote, after the Fleetwood Mac meeting Fleetwood Mac, the restaurant team left the stage and enjoyed a night of live entertainment. Needless to say, we were loving it. Meanwhile, it was recently rumored that Fleetwood Mac could be set to headline Glastonbury next year, which is not too far from where Lancashire is. That's a fabulous... Oh, my God, what a great music festival that is. That was where some of the scenes from the movie with Gaga and Bradley were filmed, you know, they're live... In front of the live audience, that was done at,
you
I think
know,
that was her.
I never saw that movie. I haven't seen
oh
it yet.
Oh, my God. How could you not?
A Star is Born is what you're talking about.
Yeah,
right.
You see, see that with Jeff or somebody that you want to be romantic
I know.
With.
I need to see it. I don't know if Jeff wants to see A Star is Born. I think it's too sad for him.
Really? I don't know. I have that too much. At 26 after the hour, DJV time, Jennifer, Kara, Doug, and you with Iggy Pop now in our focus musically. He's collaborated with Stumptown, their coffee brand. Do you know them? Stumptown Coffee, Jennifer? They have a new Iggy Pop brew. The single origin Indonesian coffee produced by some community in a province in Sumatra, assembled for Stumptown by a female-led cooperative. Coffee has notes of dates, nutmeg, and a little chocolate in it. Stumptown posted the news on Instagram with a caption, quote, "Have coffee with Iggy Pop. We've teamed up with the godfather of punk to bring you a special coffee in a bag designed by the man himself." A portion of the proceeds goes to support the Girls Rock Compliance Camp. What is that? Oh, the campaign. What is this? Girls Rock Camp Alliance.
I think it's just, it sounds like a camp that that little girls can go to learn music and empower themselves.
I believe that is correct, yes. Coffee can be found in cafes or you can buy it online. Iggy currently appearing on screen as a caffeine-craving zombie in The Dead Don't Die. Bill Murray and Adam Driver in that movie. It's not gotten great reviews, I don't think, has it? I don't think Chuck Curry, our movie guy,
I saw very mixed reviews. Some people who liked the director really loved it. Other people thought it was not very funny.
Yeah. All right, so there's the Iggy Pop story for those of you who love the Iggy Pop music. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
My husband and I need new phones, and we're looking to save money.
Well, you've come to the right place. Look no further. Sprint has the deal for you. Double the fun. Lease the latest iPhone and get an iPhone XR on Sprint.
Wow, iPhone XR has an amazing camera. Get in here for a selfie.
Okay, great idea. Do I look okay? How's my hair?
I'm switching to Sprint.
Lease the latest iPhone and get an iPhone XR on Sprint. All you need is approved credit and 18-month leases. No trade-in required. Visit Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
iPhone XR, 64GB, $31.25 a month. Second phone, $0 after $31.25 a month credit applied within two bills. Requires two new lines of service. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. $30 activation fee and restrictions apply. Excludes tax.
Pat Boone here for the folks at Swiss America. Rock-solid foundations are vital in life, in business, and in finance because, in the end, only what we've built on a firm foundation will withstand the storms of life. Today, the economic storms are raging and the foundations of everything are being tested. And, as recent news headlines reveal, the world economy has never looked shakier. And gold, the world's oldest and most trusted form of money, is also grabbing headlines. Now is the time to put your future on a rock-solid foundation. Swiss America will help you create an indestructible asset today. Discover the timeless truth about gold and silver by calling Swiss America or visiting online at SwissAmerica.com.
800-429-4018. 800-429-4018. 800-429-4018. 800-429-4018.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
This is a new wrinkle. This is a new fly in the ointment. What happened? Shooting down the drone. And this country will not stand for it.
Tension grows between the U.S. and Iran as the military in that country shooting down a U.S. surveillance drone, claiming it was in its airspace. President Trump calls the move a big mistake.
But it was a very foolish move.
In a 7-2 opinion, the Supreme Court rules a World War I Peace Cross memorial can stay on public land in Maryland.
The cross was erected in 1925 as a tribute to the 49 local men who gave their lives in World War I. Mike Berry of First Liberty was one of the attorneys involved in this case.
This
very much should put an end to attacks on veterans' memorials and other public displays that happen to have some kind of religious imagery.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hallelujah. 34 at the hour on the DJV program. Without Victoria, because she can't speak at the moment, so it's left up to Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen and Kara Schillen to put a positive spin on things. Actually, if it, sort of, excuse me, the good old days. For those of you who have been listening to me for a long time and Jennifer as well, you know that often the tone was set by Jennifer's giggle or her laugh when we would just fool around all the time.
That was the good old days, wasn't it?
Yeah, right. Now Victoria spoiled it all.
No, it's not Victoria. We just have to do news now. We have to start with stories. Get to the meat. People don't want to hear you giggle all day.
I'm not sure that's true. But Victoria is more serious about things, even though she has a fabulous... Something she said, I think we talked about this the other day. She doesn't really have a laugh, per se, because we were talking about what makes you laugh. She has this snicker, though, and she more often applies it to something that I say when I know... Sometimes I do it deliberately because I enjoy listening to her snicker, and sometimes I don't. I'm just being me, and she snickers at that as well. But she has one of those... I don't know. We ought to record, Kara, some of our different responses to things that are audible, but they're not. There's no word attached to it. It's just a. It's a grunt or a groan or a. You know how that goes, and just use it as a sound effect. Maybe. However, let's do some things that pertain to what actually is going on in the world today. Major provocation. The Iranians have shot down one of our unarmed drones. It was flying
a big deal, by the way.
International airspace over the Strait of Hormuz. So this is the Ayatollah. Remember, the president said earlier this week, the president of Iran, we're not going to war with anybody. How about the Ayatollah's
got
other...
you know what we are going to do? We're going to bomb their oil refineries. And that will really disable that whole country. And it's something... I had the opportunity to get some information from Senator Lindsey Graham this week. And I also happened to see him say the same thing on Brett Baer's show a couple of days ago. His recommendations to the president are to bomb the heck out of the two big refineries that are in Iran. That will take away their economy immediately, more than any sanctions will. And this drone is no joke. It costs millions of dollars. Because I think when I first heard this story, I said, oh, a drone. Okay, it's one of those things that, you know, fly over the beach and take pictures of people.
This is the size
of an airplane.
Yeah.
Essentially,
looks
it's got
like
the wingspan
airplane.
Of an airplane. It's pretty major. I mean, obviously, it's their way, and they've acknowledged that it was them. It's not even like they're pretending.
Yeah.
So, pretty crazy.
It goes up to 60,000 feet. It's kind of the Navy version of a reconnaissance aircraft. They have in the Air Force as well. This is not the first time that Iran has targeted a drone. But this is the one that has the most significance. So for a week, they've been moving around here. The military in Iran is loyal to the Ayatollah for whatever the reason. Don't pay much attention to the elected officials, which kind of shows you what the what their government is all about. They'd love to have the military, and military most everywhere. They'd love to have a military government running things over there, but the people don't want it. The people of Iran are pissed at the Ayatollah and the military because they don't want to go, and that's what the president reflects, a younger, more thoughtful and productive way of dealing with the issues. So it'll be interesting to see, if we bomb them, what's that going to do for their economy? What's that going to do for, what is it going to do? What does any of this stuff do for anybody? It's not. It's nonsense, all this stuff. It is. It's to be serious nonsense. Other things going on internationally, I've noticed that there are four different candidates now trying to replace Theresa May as Prime Minister of England. There have been three rounds of voting. The number of candidates battling to become the next Prime Minister narrowing down. The ruling Conservative Party chose four candidates to continue in the race. The Prime Minister, Ms. May, is going to stay on until the new Prime Minister is chosen. Former Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson, who looks just like, he looks like a typical Brit. Have you ever, maybe this is, well, he
I think that's offensive to most Brits.
Oh, so
he's not a cute guy.
No, he's not. He looks like Boris.
He looks like his name, exactly.
Yeah.
Boris Johnson.
Yeah, it's exactly
he
what
he just
like.
Has the worst hair guy. I don't know. It's the hair. It's not him so much. It's the hair.
Jeremy Hunt, Foreign Secretary, got the second most votes, followed by Michael Gove, who's the Environmental Secretary, and Home Secretary Salid Javid. I got the fourth number of votes. They're going to continue the voting process until there are only two candidates left. The final contenders will then enter a runoff that will be decided by tens of thousands of Conservative Party voters in England. Because they are the ruling party, whoever wins the vote to be head of the party becomes the next Prime Minister. That's kind of how it works, automatically. So there's the...
I think it's going to be Boris. I think we're going to have him here in office, don't you think?
I'm an Anglophile, and so the stuff that's going on there bothers me because I don't like to think of the country over there being as disrupted or disrupted as we are under the circumstances. I'd like to see somebody someplace, but it's the same all over the world. We just talk about Iran. The people there are livid about what the Ayatollah is doing in the military. They don't want anything to do with that, as represented by what the president said. Over here, how many people disagree with our president with regularity? And in England, there's not any universal, again, it goes back to leadership, the universal accord. I remember, how many times have I said since the Pope went into office that he's probably the best leader in the world, and he has flaws, as we all do. And it's certainly not perfect, but when you look around for leadership, Boris Johnson, give me a break. And then, you know, you can say the same.
Well,
some
do we know he's all that bad?
Trump. Boris Johnson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, just because he's got a bad haircut.
No, he's bad. He's like a Cro-Magnon thinker. Presented right to the
you just don't like how he looks.
I don't know. Well, maybe that's what you all say about me and AOC.
No, I think you like how she looks too much. See, I have a theory about why people hate AOC. It's because they creep her out. That she creeps them out because she's cute. You know,
I have the same theory, Jen.
I don't think she's cute at all. Right.
People don't like her politics, and then they get so mad at her because they're mad that she's cute. And so
she got into a bunch of trouble this week. Even finally, some Democrats were like, "No," she said that our policies at the border were. Were like concentration camps. They were like the Holocaust.
Right.
And
of course they are. Yeah.
One thing I have to just say to everybody, only Hitler was like Hitler, and only the Holocaust was like the Holocaust. And we can use
Stop
a lot of...
Stop using comparatives.
Right. You could actually talk about, use your words and talk about how terrible the situation at the border is. That's acceptable. You don't have to be on board with everything all the time, but it drives me nuts. It's one of my pet peeves when people go, oh, he's like a Hitler, or, oh, it's like a concentration camp. No, it's actually
so easy.
Not. There's,
no, but it's easy to throw that because that shows lack of education, lack of smarts. It's too easy. You're right. That's very astute, actually, Jennifer. Very astute. you're welcome. So Pampers is in the news. We're going to find out what they're doing. You won't want to miss this right after these words.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Direct mail that's on target.
Staples Direct Mail Service can help you design your direct mail and open the door to new customers.
Bring in your own mailing list or we'll help you build one based on location or demographics. We can handle everything from prep to delivery.
And now, get 20% back in rewards on your color printing. Direct mail, banners, presentations, and more.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
And 6/22/19, in-store only. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/20back for details.
Weird, boxy, funky, fun, iconic. You can call the Kia Soul a lot of things, but you can never call it boring. And now, with a wide variety of newly adapted trims, it's time to expand your vocabulary. The adventure-hungry Urban Explorer Soul X-Line, the stylish, tech-savvy Soul EX, and the relentlessly athletic, turbocharged Soul GT Line Turbo. The new species of Soul, the 2020 Soul. Give it everything.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it worked.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath. Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Feeling sluggish, bloated, gassy, and, well, you know, want some relief? Try LifeChange Tea at GetTheTea.com. Our unique blend of all-natural herbs go to work on your digestive tract, giving you, So before you, try our super-strength formula. It does a great job removing intruders that jack you up. Thousands of people use LifeChange Tea every month, so try it, because you're gonna love the way you feel. And here's a little pick-me-up. Order now and receive 10% off your first order by entering in 10 today in the coupon code. That's 10 today in the coupon code. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Enter 10 today in the coupon code for your 10% discount. Wow, feeling good never felt so good. Get some tea love at getthetea.com. Changing America one tea bag at a time.
Good morning, Uglyville!
Every ugly doll is unique.
I'm Moxie.
Bobbo.
Wade.
Those close to me call me Slick Doll.
Which is not his name.
And every child is, too.
They can be pretty lovable.
That's why when you travel, you should make sure your child is in the right seat for their age and size.
That sounds pretty great to me.
Keep them safe by visiting nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Isn't that right, gibberish cat?
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Get up first thing, smoke a cigarette before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. And eventually I just switched over, and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, it is. 47 after the hour on the DJV program. Pampers wants to make it easier for you if you're a dad, have a small child, going to provide 5,000 changing tables for public restrooms all across the country in the next couple of years. Pampers said it's time to fix changing table inequality. Yeah, I've been thinking about that for a long time. About time. First 500 locations.
I agree with this.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people have been thinking about it.
There's a lot of men who can't take their babies into the men's room and change a diaper, so they're doing it like in on restaurant tables, on booth seats.
It's overdue, actually. Yeah.
Right. And there are plenty of men who now stay home with the kid while the wife goes to work. So I think it's appropriate.
Yeah. So parks and recreation centers, community centers, libraries, and various cities across the country. They said in their statement, quote, "We know that dads want to be able to bond with their children by taking them out. That means the inevitable diaper duty, no matter where they are. In a lot of instances today, instead of it being easy, it's a moment that causes angst because the facilities aren't available." That's a, it's practical and smart. Good for them. Let's see here. A couple of good guys and bad guys. The woman who lived with Whitey Bulger all those years, went to jail for being a co-conspirator, got out of jail this week.
And for being an idiot for living with Whitey Bulger. Who
right, exactly, yeah. And Kevin Spacey has been in Nantucket this week. Another court hearing. I'm wondering what that ring is on his, you know, the ring finger. What's that, is it left or right? What side do you wear your ring finger on? Left side?
Left if you're married. Left. Uh-huh.
Okay, so he's got a ring on his left finger. I didn't know. Is he married to somebody?
Maybe he's married, or maybe it's decorative. You never know.
The fellow accusing him of groping him can't find his cell phone that says, he says, has pictures of what Spacey did, but conveniently it doesn't, and text messages and stuff like that. As I said before, nothing going to happen here. Not going to. It's not nothing.
Nothing gonna happen here.
No, they're not gonna do. They're not gonna be. They can't. They have no case. He may have problems elsewhere, but I'm looking at a picture of him and his face and how he's changed, gotten a little heavy, looks pensive.
Well, he's not working. This is probably these kinds of things. I'm not trying to offer sympathy or anything like that, but they do destroy a lot of people. And if he's not working, he has no real motivation. It's taken down his career.
Yeah, not helpful for sure. So there are a couple of more stories in summary here on the DJV Show at 10 before the hour.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Doctor time here. We got a couple of really good doctors. Joining us now is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who brings with him a tradition of research, developing ideas and thoughts and helping people understand some of the things that are going on in the world of medicine. A lot of people were paying attention this weekend to a video going around of Angela Merkel, who is the Prime Minister of Germany, or the president, whatever her job title is. She's the leader of Germany, because she was recorded having these violent shakes. In this particular video, she's meeting with the president of Ukraine, and so one wonders whether this is Parkinson's. What do you, what is she, late 60s? How old is she?
Exactly.
Yeah.
She said that the cause of this was from dehydration, and she drank some water and she felt better. But there are some other possibilities here, and I would urge anyone who is bored to take a look at this video, because it is quite dramatic, with her having these very impressive tremors. There is something inherited that's called essential tremors, and this could be the possibility. There are a number of different possible causes for what's going on here. Without really examining her, it's hard to know which one it is. And I'll throw out some of the possibilities. Low blood sugar could have done this. Multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, atypical seizures, and an infection can develop this kind of violent shaking.
She dismissed the concerns after all these it's shaking, it's trembling, whatever you want to use to
tremors.
Describe it. She doesn't look like she's that healthy anyway. She's way overweight.
Exactly.
She's not at all healthy. And so what contributes to these sorts of things? Is weight another contributor? As you get older, we always talk about you never seeing anybody in your clinic in Florida at Lake Cardiology, who's obese, once you get into your 70s,
well,
you don't make it much longer than that, right?
If you quote me correctly, I like say I've never met an obese 90-year-old male.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever met an obese 80-year-old male or female?
Yes.
80s, they live into their 80s.
Oh, yes.
But after that. But in the job, this is another one of those things we talk about all the time. You look at how Obama looked when he went into office and when he got out of office. And you look at Trump, how he's changed physically. Almost any president. But look at how Clinton, man, it took its toll on Clinton. And it seemed to, toward the end, take its toll on George Bush. Although you look at him now and he looks like he's the picture of health. And it never really affected him. I'm talking about George Bush the son, 44. You look at Merkel and pictures of her when she first went into office. She's a pretty attractive woman. And now she's just old and kind of decrepit. She doesn't even look like she walks well.
Yeah, she's had a very, very stressful term.
Right, she has. So, and this brings us around to something else that I saw this week that I wanted to talk to you about. The impact of stress on one's health. Unless you have one heck of a constitution, if you're living, and that may be, that's the lesson here of Angela Merkel or whoever else, if you are living a stressful life, it could take its toll on your nervous system, Parkinson's, all that stuff, right?
Oh, absolutely. There's recent studies on the heart that mental stress is almost as bad as cigarette smoking on the heart.
Yeah, right, exactly. And if you are, something else I saw that I wanted to bring up with you, if you are a self-centered, there's a research paper done on self-centered people. The self, more self-centered you are, the greater the chance for heart disease. That was interesting.
I would believe that. And
yeah, I would, too. Yep. Dr. Ken, the story about losing weight, keeping yourself healthy, as long as we're talking about Angela Merkel being overweight, if you are overweight and you want to live into your 90s, as Ken said, he's never seen a 90-year-old obese person, so let's take care of that right now with Calitrin. Get on their program. It's a very healthy way for you to lose weight and keep it off. Main ingredient is collagen. That's the protein that makes your body sort of feel young again, manner of speaking. And it's restarted because your body doesn't make it. Once you're out of your 20s, you're not making collagen anymore. So taking Calitrin restarts your body's ability. And so that's why they say stay on the program 4, 5, 6 months, and it'll get your collagen production sort of ramped up again. And you'll be losing the weight. Because when you exercise, push the fat out, that's how you lose the weight. Go to toploss.com. Special way to lose weight with Calitrin. Use the code DJV and get $10 off every bottle, $30 off the 90-day supply, and free shipping. That's toploss.com. Use the code DJV.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.